Yeah, I think the way that I saw God best was through his faithfulness to those who follow him and who proclaim his word. And what I think I mean by that is that as Christians, we're called to proclaim his word. And if we go out there and are faithful to God in evangelizing to other people, then he will fill us with the Holy Spirit and he will work in the lives of those that we're coming into contact with. And I definitely saw that on a regular basis with the people that I was evangelizing to. I can think of one instance in particular where we felt like we weren't really doing a good job evangelizing, and we had come together and we were just about to sit down for dinner and pray, and this guy came in and pretty much point blank asked us about Christianity and about Christ, and we were able to then evangelize to him right on the spot there, which was amazing. Answer to prayer and seeing the Holy Spirit kind of fill us in that moment.
In addition to seeing God's faithfulness, which I also saw in Cameroon, one other really encouraging thing that I saw was at the church that I attended. The church was actually sending out Cameroonian missionaries to different parts of Cameroon, and you could just see how on fire they were for God, and that they were willing to travel to some place in Cameroon that was more habited by like Muslims or something like that, and are going to go and spread the gospel in that way.
Now, you're both college students. What would you say to other college students thinking of doing something like this in the summer?
Well, I would say definitely go if you have a chance, because it is definitely worth it and will most likely change your life.
Yeah, I would also encourage people to go on a trip like this, but just in general, I think my trip was good in kind of helping me realize what it's like to evangelize in everyday life, and that it's a call not just to go on a trip like this, but that we need to evangelize every time we're in contact with people who are non-Christians, and that everyone we come into contact with is a potential person that we can evangelize to. So I think it's a call not just to go on a trip like this, although it's good, that we need to be also looking in our workplaces and where we live to evangelize as well.
Thank you both very much. And if you'd like to know more, do talk to Neil or Scott about this great experience you've had. And thank you so much for making sure you came to Family Camp as well. We deeply appreciate it. We have wonderfully enjoyed this week, and we're so grateful to the Fort staff for all the work that they've done. We're grateful to Charlie and Anita Cleverly for their marvelous ministry to us. We'll never forget the Song of Songs after this week. But Autumn Ridge would not have a family camp if it was not for Mark and Julie Foley. They work throughout the year making sure there's all sorts of things taken care of. They're constantly at work here behind the scenes, and it would be wrong for us to go home without saying thank you to them. And so I'd like to ask them both to come and join me just for a moment, as I have a gift for them both. I've had the privilege of doing this for many years, because Mark's been leading our family camp ministry for 22 years, 17 of them here at Fort. He knows more details than anybody else about it. He's the go-to guy, and you have spent a lot of time making it possible for us to have a wonderful time. And so this is a gift to both of you, in the hope that you will have a wonderful dinner or two together as a couple, and with your children too, if you like. But the idea is particularly, but it won't go so far if you take the kids. but particularly for you, we love you. We're so grateful. Your faithfulness is extraordinary. It is unusual for people to take up a job and do it for 22 years. And it's not an easy job. It's a difficult one. There's all sorts of administrative things right down to the very last moment. And you do this wonderfully faithful. And we are immensely grateful to you. And we only have one request, and that's, will you do it for the next 22 years, please? Because we really want to keep coming here. So thank you both. Let's express our gratitude.